Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 at Stateside Live for the Red October Rally. It all starts tomorrow night. Citizens Bank Park, the Phillies and the Dodgers. Hugh, we've made it. Red October is here, and the path to the World Series starts tomorrow night. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, cuffing season is upon us. Make sure you pick the right one. That's how this thing goes.
That's the message this morning?
I'm just saying, make sure you pick the right one.
Okay, well, we've picked the right one. We've picked the Phillies here to win this series and to move on. Hugh, we got a lot to talk about today. Today is one of those days. I was so excited. You know, I'm excited every day to do the show, but I was particularly excited for today because, you, not only do we get to be here at Stateside Live for the Red October Rally and to kind of get everyone in this city ready for what should be an incredible atmosphere tomorrow at Citizens Bank Park, but this is it. I mean, we've talked about this with this team since spring training, that all of us, and I think the players, you have felt, this is it, right? This is probably their last shot.
Yes, babe. Maybe the last time,
and
man.
Probably their last shot together, right?
Yeah.
If not the last shot for the franchise in a while, the last shot together. This group, and Hugh, they've been knocking on this door, trying to knock this thing down and bring a parade here for four Octobers now. And this is the one where I feel like we have the most confidence for good reason going in. This team has played their best baseball the last month and a half.
Yes.
And it just feels like they're ready for this moment. And boy, do they have to be, because the challenge tomorrow night, Hugh, is a real one, the Los Angeles Dodgers. How you feeling as we start off the Red October Rally?
I feel good. You see my shirt. I got my Believe shirt on.
That's right.
I mean, I believe. I feel real good about this, man. It's time. You know, when you talk about the past and what this team has done, and you talk about last year, they kind of limped into this.
Yes, they did.
And we didn't believe that was the case.
Yeah, we had our head in the sand last year.
Yeah, until we actually saw. But they've been playing good baseball down the stretch. They handled the Dodgers in the last series that they played them in. So I feel real good about this.
Yeah, I can't wait. And tomorrow night, it's Christopher Sanchez. It is Shohei Ohtani. All right, we got an incredible show lined up with so many great guests. You guys with us as well. 215-592-9494. Tom Kelly and Al Morgani are going to join us in a few minutes here live at Stateside. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we will have the High Hopes guys, James Seltzer and Jack Fritz will be with us. At 11:30, Philly shortstop, batting title, National League batting champion, Trey Turner will call in and be a part of the show. Scott Fransky at 12, as always on a Friday, Ben Davis, Devin Caney. Hugh, we will end the show today with Big Game Dante, which lets you know how big this is.
Yeah, he's coming out. Like, I'm telling you, man, it won't be long now. This will probably be the last time we get to break bread with Big Game Dante.
Well, Big Game Dante is going to be
he's
doing the anthem inside the stadium soon, but he's with us today to round this out. All right, Hugh, let's get into this and how this is going to go and really what has to go right. 215-592-9494. Hugh, this you kind of look at these two teams, and I look at them as the two best teams overall in baseball in terms of just the roster depth, in terms of their offense 1-9, in terms of their pitching staffs. These are the best two rosters in baseball. They go head-to-head in the division series. Hugh, when you look at this thing, when you look at this series and how it's going to play out, how it could play out, who are you putting this on to carry the day, to be the, you know, next, if it goes five, and we come in here two Mondays from now, we're talking about the Phillies going to the NLCS. What part of this team drove them? Is it the offense? Is it the bats, Hugh Douglas, or is it the pitching? Who are you putting it on to carry the day?
It has to be the bats, Joe. It has to be the best. I did a little homework when I was talking about when we did this.
You know, analytics, you know, Douglas,
yeah, you know,
over
I don't
here.
Like to do too much
baseball
homework,
guy.
Man. But, you know, when you talk about last year, 2024, stranded 26 runners in four games.
Why you got to bring up bad memories?
No, I'm just saying that has been the issue. And then let's talk about 2023.
Oh no!
In the seven game series, you stranded 46 runners.
Yeah, I felt all those too.
No, and that has been the issue when we talk about what has happened. I remember vividly in that Arizona series. People are mad at Rojas because the bat was on his shoulder in a position that he, you know, if you're being honest, he shouldn't have been in.
Yeah.
You know, to help, you know, keep the drive alive and try to win that game. Shouldn't have been in that situation. But that's what we have. So, yes, to me, it's on the hitting. It's definitely on the hitting.
Look, the hitting has to produce. They cannot go as cold as they have in recent postseasons. So I think we all feel that to an extent. And they have a deeper lineup now than they have, I would say, any time since 22 ended. They have a deeper lineup now. And the fact that, you know, when Topper speaks today, and we'll carry his press conference live in the 1 o'clock hour, when Topper speaks, he's going to be asked who's hitting fourth, who's hitting sixth. I mean, they have a lot of options now. And last year, you mentioned those stats from last year. Hugh, Castellanos was the cleanup hitter last year. He's probably not even in the lineup in three or four of these games. That shows how much this thing has changed and how much deeper they are. So I'm not going to disagree with you. The offense has to be better situationally. But for me, it comes down to this. The Phillies pitching has to do what they are tasked to do, which is keep this thing close enough in the early innings so we can – if there's a weak – if the biggest weakness I see of either team in this series is the Dodgers bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to that series in Los Angeles in late September where the Phillies clinched the NL East, they didn't score any runs off the Dodgers starters. None. I mean, they got shut down by Snell and by Ohtani, and Sheehan came in. But they got to the Dodgers bullpen. And the only way that formula works is if the Phillies starters keep the game close. The Dodgers just scored 18 runs in two games against the Reds. And I know we'll say the Reds are not really a playoff team. Well, they have some good pitching. The Reds are not.
They have some good young pitching.
Yes, the Reds didn't make the playoffs on their bats. They made the playoffs on their arms. And the Dodgers crushed them. Hunter Green might win a Cy Young one day, and he got knocked around in the game one of that playoff series. The Dodgers' bats are red hot right now. They've got Hall of Famers in that lineup. I need the Phillies pitching to hold them down, keep this thing tight, so then we could get to the Dodgers' bullpen. And I heard Larry Anderson a couple days ago on WIP talking to the afternoon show about what we're going up with that Dodgers rotation right now. Here's L.A. on the pitching.
Well, the Dodgers, I mean, you look at the rotation now. I mean, they got guys healthy, and we didn't do a whole lot against their starters at that series out in L.A. We won 2 out of 3, but that was against their bullpen, basically. Their starters shut us down. Again, that's, you know, it's not the playoffs. It might have been a playoff atmosphere out there, but it's not the playoffs. And coming home and starting against those guys, their starting pitchers have been phenomenal of late. They really have. But the Phils can hit them. I mean, if they go out there and they get their minds together and their bats together, they can do some damage. So I'm confident that and no matter what happens, they're definitely, it's going to be a battle.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it will, and LA is right about the Dodgers pitching. It's really good. Their starting pitching is their strongest point right now. And look, I need the Phillies offense to hit? Sure, and I need them to get enough runs. But I'm putting this on the pitching. We have a top five Cy Young guy in Christopher Sanchez. He's going to pitch 2 of the 5 games in this series. We have a deep rotation even without Zach Wheeler. And I go back to this. The biggest move the Phillies made was for
Johan Duran.
And he has been really good as a Philly, but I think he's had a couple moments that some people were like, I don't know.
Maybe we got the wrong guy.
Yeah, or he's blown a couple saves. And here's what I need him to be in this series. I need Duran to be perfect. Not good. Not pretty good. I need Johan Duran to be perfect in this series. Every time he comes in, there needs to be a zero on the board for the Dodgers. I don't care if it's Ohtani coming up or Betts coming up or Freeman. You mentioned maybe getting the wrong guy. Look, I'm happy with Duran, but Mason Miller was the other pitcher that was traded,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And his team lost, but not because of him in the first round. He came into that series against the Cubs the last couple days and was as dominant as any relief pitcher you'll ever see. I mean, 5 guys, 5 batters, 5 strikeouts. Dominance. Total zeros up on the board. I need that from Duran. These games are going to be tight. These games are going to be close. I need the Phillies pitching from the starters to the bullpen to slow down an incredible Dodgers offense. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is our Red October Rally. We're at Stateside Live. Come on down. Hugh, today's going to be a party-like atmosphere here. This is going to be awesome today.
Yes, it is. You know what? Full disclosure.
Yeah.
I forgot we were having a party.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes.
And everybody was laughing. Justin and Max and all the young guys were laughing at me.
Yeah, Kyle, as we were getting ready for the show today, Hugh was like, why are they setting up? Is this a dress rehearsal for tomorrow?
And
I said,
Hugh,
this is – This is a rally.
No,
like,
no.
This is a party.
We invited all of our listeners.
We've had this planned for a while now.
Can I give you a little insight? I had a lot going on the last couple of days. You know, I've been hell diving. Been doing that. There's some other stuff.
Yeah, you got to stop doing
it's
that.
October.
Some other stuff that was going on. I haven't been down the stateside in a long time. This is nice.
Oh, it's awesome.
Forgot how nice this was, man. And then they rebranded everything. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
So
we meet before the show every day and talk about these things.
Can I finish what I was saying?
No.
But what I'm saying is they're building some new construction. It's like a lot going on down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just thought the place was buzzing for tomorrow. Mm. And Joe was like, "What are we doing? This is for the day." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
So right, my favorite was, "Is this a dress rehearsal for tomorrow?" No, we're here live.
Can I go now? Yeah, you can talk.
Okay, we meet before the show every day and talk about these things.
He's dead right.
I mean, this has been part of the meeting the entire week that we're going to be here for the rally.
Every now and then, I mean,
the Red October rally.
Every now and then, I don't, you know, you say stuff, Kyle, and it goes in one ear.
I mean, sometimes we're talking about the show, and you're talking about some lady growing M&Ms on her flat top.
M&Ms.
Yeah, on the flat top, on the black top.
Yeah,
right?
She was cooking M&Ms.
Seems like they would all melt. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Who are you putting this series on? The pitching or the hitting? All right, Hugh, you said it's the hitting for you, so give me your guy. Who's the X Factor? Who's the Hugh Douglas X Factor?
You know what's funny?
The bat that's going to have to make this go.
You know what's funny? And I was thinking about this as soon as you said it.
Yep.
I usually go with my gut on this because when we were having this conversation, I was paying attention for this because you asked me, say, who do I feel is going to be the guy that's going to have that moment. Now, when you asked the question, I was trying to figure out, is it the series moment or the moment for tomorrow?
Okay. Who'd you come up with?
I came up with Alec Bohm.
Really?
I came up with Alec Bohm because of the tumultuous season that it started out as. And I would even go as far to say last year when there was a lot of conversation about him potentially not being here.
Well, remember, he got benched in the first round of the playoffs
last year. So I feel like this is a moment for him to kind of redeem himself and be that guy that we wanted him to be. You know, he was a big part of the daycare a couple years ago. So when I thought about it, this is the vision that I had in my head, people. The day of the parade, you know, he's the guy that's sitting up there, and he has his Chase Utley moment. That's kind of how it played out in my head. You know, big, tall kid, good-looking kid, Chase Utley moment, and talk about how much he loved being here in Philly and glad he's here, stuff like that. Yeah, I kind of play these things in my head, try to speak them into
it. It's like a whole movie in your
head. Yeah, whole movie.
You know what? I kind of like that you went with, you didn't go with one of the bigger names, right?
I started to.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see what everyone's got on their X Factor as well for this series and who it really is on. But I'm going to give you a pitcher because, to me, it's going to be on the Phillies pitching to hold down in all – I mean, let's just be clear about what the Dodgers have. Their top three is all-time stuff. I mean, all those guys are going to the Hall of Fame. Ohtani's going to the Hall of Fame. Betts going to the Hall of Fame. Freeman is. So that's what we have to hold down and keep them in check for five games. I'm going to give you an X factor that it's almost like we forget about him until we need him. Matt Strom. Remember Matt Strom last year when the Dodgers came in here two Julys ago? He shut down Shohei Ohtani, and he's done that, and the Phillies have done that. For as great as Ohtani is, Hugh, the Phillies have had a way of controlling him. You look at his numbers in his career against the Phillies, it's pretty pedestrian. And part of me wonders how long that can continue, but just give me five more games of it. And Strom's been a big part of it. Strom, in the last 2 years against the Dodgers, seven games, four of the 23 batters have reached. So 19 of 23, he's retired. And he's done a really good job on Ohtani. There's going to be moments in the seventh or eighth inning of this series where Ohtani and Betts and Freeman are coming up, and Matt Strom's going to have the ball in his hands, and he's going to have to get big outs. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Who are you putting this on? Is it on the Phillies' bats? Is it on the arms? We'll go to the phone lines here in a second. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as we are here? It is officially Red October.
Yeah, Douglas is spitting truth yet again today.
Wow, this is not a good sign. You guys keep agreeing.
No, wait a minute, Kyle. It's Friday. We can't agree on Friday.
Yeah, man. No, come on, Hugh. I mean, it's Red October, buddy. Like, this is the dawn of a new era. The Phillies are going to do this, dude. I don't expect the Dodgers to put up eight runs like they did on the Reds. And I don't expect the Phillies to hang eight runs on the Dodgers. So it's not about like a crazy hitting output. It's just about the timely stuff, sort of like what he was saying with the runners in scoring position. Like when Alec Boehm gets to the plate, I think that's a good X factor too, Hugh. When they got guys on base and Alec Boehm comes up in the four spot, get him in. I mean, like the Phillies need to cash in when they have runners in scoring position because like the Dodgers probably will. I mean, I'm expecting some like 4-3 games, stuff like that. Like the hitting just needs to come through in timely fashion. I look at some of the like lineup projections that we might be dealing with here, and it just looks deeper than it has in years past. I mean, with Bader, Marsh hitting the way he's hitting, and even Bryson Stott. Like, I like the fact that Bryson Stott's hitting in the nine hole. He's kind of going to be my X factor because I was thinking Alec Boehm too, but Bryson Stott down at nine. Like, if you can turn the lineup over with the way that he's hitting, then I really like our chances in this one.
Yeah, the Stott one's a good one. Dad strength, Bryce Stott. His kid was born in late July, he's been, I mean, that's the Stott we all hope for the last few years. He's been that for the past few months. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Don't forget, we're broadcasting at Stateside Live. It's not a dress rehearsal. You are invited. Everyone is invited down here. 94 WIP's Red October Rally. How about this, too, Hugh? Tomorrow, the first 2015 guest will enjoy a free Stateside vodka cocktail starting at 2 p.m.
Oh,
in honor.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's get down here. In honor of Stateside being founded right here in Philly in 2015. And by the way, if you are coming down, because, again, it's not a dress rehearsal. This is the real thing. It is our rally. Come on down, hang out today. You can park in the S lot today. Walk directly across the street to Stateside Live. Come on down. 215-592-9494. Starting us off. Well, hold on a second. Guys, should it be Will?
He did a good job yesterday.
Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, sure.
You know what? Will, you earned it. Will, you're up first on a Red October Friday.
Hey, baby. Happy Fantastic Five, you dream team. Listen, this is what's about to go down. We got a doubleheader. We got to – come on, baby, where's my music? Let's go, baby. You know, it's Bobby. This is High Tech. Listen, we got a doubleheader. We got the Braggy Phillies on Friday – I mean, Saturday, and we got the Eagles on Sunday, baby. We're going to double up now. And this is what I want to say about the Philadelphia Phillies, baby. We're going all the way. Ain't nothing stopping us. Like I told you from the beginning of the season – we gotta win by the bat. We gonna live by it. We gonna die by it, baby. And this season is our season. They say it's now or never. But what I say is now and forever. We going to the championship, baby. Nobody's gonna be able to stop us. I don't care if it's Hold up, baby. Let me be wise. I don't care if it's the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Yankees, whoever. We're going to take the tour, baby. Because y'all coming to the Red Beach tomorrow, baby. You want to see a field red tour, and we're going to get ready to rock, baby. And what I want all the Philly people and fans to do is to always care and let these guys get one win in Philly because we're the best. And guess what? Tomorrow, you're going to see the best team, the World Series champions, and we're going to make this run because the best is going to come alive, baby, and the pitchers going to do just enough. And guess what? When we get the Eagles, baby, we're going to go 5-0. So this is a double header. We're going to go P-H-I-L-L-I-E-S. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, we're the best, and we're ready to bring the noise.
Well, appreciate it.
The bounce back game is strong.
I got to say, he even pulled off the spelling.
Yeah. You know, which is hard to do.
Sometimes that throws people off, right? And if Phillies is not a word people chant and spell as often as Eagles.
No, he did.
I was a little nervous he was gonna stumble over the Philly spelling just because it's not something we typically have to chant with.
He stumbled a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he bounced back strong, and then he just got stronger, and his momentum grew as he went through his rant.
It was not good, how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah,
it always is.
Good call, by the way, because I mean we can't have We can't have a voice crack to start us off.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, we will get to Chris, and look, we could consider, you know, today Will was our Trey Turner. Mm-hmm. We'll, you know, Chris could be, let's say, we'll call him our Bryce Harper. We'll go to our Kyle Schwarber next. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Jeff, what's up, man?
How we doing, buddy?
That was a seamless transition with Phillies and Eagles. That was awesome.
I was like impressed. It's a good start, and we needed a good start today. A bad chance to start the day is bad omen. We can't have that around here.
And I like Chris, but I can really understand what was saying. Like, I can understand every word he said. I can understand the words that he was spelling. You know, didn't have to put the ear
enunciation.
Yeah. Will had it going on.
All right. Listen, sometimes you got to make a change to the lineup, and like the Phillies, right? They shifted things, and here we are. So you got to do it sometimes.
Yep. So I like the hitters to be they're the ones that have to pick it up, because in the past series, that, you know, playoff series, that's ultimately what failed us. Was the hitting?
It has been, especially, and Jeff, the part that has been the most difficult thing has been that not just failing, but they've gone completely cold for long stretches. Like, you know, especially in a 5-game series, you go cold for two straight games.
Yeah, that's a kiss to baby.
You're out. I mean, you're in just big trouble.
You've got to get to the Dodgers early, but their starters are good. You know, they're damn near as good as ours, but their bullpen is trash. So if you can get runs on them early, this series will be over early, because we're going to absolutely destroy their bullpen.
You go back to the September series, the Phillies didn't touch their starters, but then they scored, I think in the first two games, 15 runs off that Dodger bullpen. Yeah.
The Reds scored almost all their runs off the Dodger bullpen.
Yep.
My guy is Trey Turner, and I believe in him. I just hope that he's completely healed, because the mental aspect of his game is there. It's been there all year. I just think that he's going to be the key, and if his hamstring is holding up, then I think we're going to be fine.
It's a great X factor. We're going to have Trey on the show. He's calling in today, Hugh, at 11:30. We're going to ask him how the hamstring's feeling.
Yeah.
Two things with Trey that I think are important for this series. Number one, obviously, is health, right? I'd imagine, based on them playing him this past Sunday in the final regular season game, Hugh, I can't imagine they would have put him on the field if he wasn't fully healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's okay. The one thing, and we're not going to know this until his first at-bat tomorrow, is his timing there. He's had two at-bats in basically 3.5 weeks?
Yeah.
Remember, he got hurt in the first weekend of September. Then he missed. He played last Sunday, but that's such a little sample. So is his timing there? Because, like, he's going to have to face Shohei Ohtani to start the game. Like, is his timing there? Is he seeing the ball the right way? So that's going to be key. If he's the Trey of the regular season, that's more than good enough. He won the batting title. He ignited the offense. They need that guy. And, Hugh, he's one of those guys in October that's, when he's hot, and then when he's gone cold, he's gone ice cold.
Yeah, it needs to be one of those things where you need to jump out on them as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Yep.
You need to get this first game. You know, you get this first game, get that little bit of that pressure off. You put some of the pressure on the Dodgers, and just make this fan base feel better, man. Because, you know, there's still a little trepidation going into this, especially knowing how it had played out the last couple seasons.
A lead tomorrow can really, like, jump on them early, get a couple runs off Ohtani early.
Yeah.
This place will be electric. And Ohtani's never pitched in an environment like this. Remember, Shohei Ohtani, for all he's done, has not pitched in the postseason yet. He just hasn't done that. Last year he was just a DH. He was still coming back from his Tommy John. He didn't pitch last year in the postseason, and I'm sure he pitched in big moments in Japan, but, like, he's never pitched in an environment like this. Maybe they could rattle him a little bit tomorrow night on the mound. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP.
Morning, man.
Good morning, Chris. How we doing?
How we're doing? This is just a calm before the storm that's about to hit us tomorrow. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
I'm glad you finally came around to reason and logic and are locked in today, and you're vibrating on the frequency, the third eye.
He's not that locked in. I mean,
I am locked in.
I mean, he did say he was hell diving or whatever the hell that is.
Hell divers. Mm-hmm.
Hey, as long as he knows that it's our destiny to win this year, I don't care about anything else, because that's all that's important, right? On that frequency, you're correct. Guys, I mean, we just got to get right into it. Philadelphia, you ready? Red October has arrived. It's time to make history. Our Phillies are ready to put our championship names into the record books. Let's review the blueprint, because it's now the winning formula for us. Thompson
figured out the outfield and turned our weakness into a strength, not only defensively, but offensively. We got Marsh, Kepler, Bader, the great signing, and Castellano, who bought into being a rotational player. And this guy is giving up himself, his career, to win a ring. That's the mentality of a winning team. That's the mentality of a championship. This has added length to our lineup, and which is what we desperately needed at the bottom of the team. And now we got it. JT's found the fountain of youth. In the second half, he looks like more prime JT. Scott and Turner settled into their offensive roles by striking fear and composing pitchers and catchers because of their ability to steal bases and cause complete chaos, complete pandemonium on the base path. Schwarber charged up and is channeling his inner Ryan Howard. He bagged 57 Schwarber bombs this year with 132 ribbons. We haven't seen that since the big piece. Now we got it. Another year of destiny. And the captain. The most beloved. The three-hole hitter. Like someone else today. MV3. Bryce Harper is ready. He's ready to put the exclamation mark on a career. A Hall of Fame career with the ring. I know some may question our pitching, but for the first time this era, we shortened the game to 8 innings because in the 9th inning, we dropped a tarantula on them. This is it! The red freight train is barreling down the tracks towards destiny! We're turning it city red! We're flooding the streets red! Brace the ball! Let's go, Billy! Ring the bell!
Appreciate it, Chris. Bounce back from Chris there?
It was all right.
All right.
It was all right. He stumbled a couple times. Mm. I have, you know, I'm a hard grader. As much as my ass on this station every day stumbles over words.
I know,
I'm a hard grader.
You really are. It's self-awareness, a little bit lacking here.
I'm only allowed to stumble as much as
the bar was low from the last time with the voice crack.
He did a good job. Chris, I'll pick it with you. You did a good job.
Good job, Chris. Voice stayed strong. 215-592-9494. Is this series on the Phillies pitching or is it on the bats? Where do you come down? Tom Kelly, Al Morgani will join us on the other side. Those guys are at every Sunday home game before the game. They've been on this ride the whole time. They're with us on the other side. Your phone calls as well and your X Factor for the series. It is the Midday Show live from Stateside Live for 94 WIP's Red October Rally. On the other side, Al and TK on Sports Radio 94 WIP. NFL Sunday's coming. You got your crew, your couch, your snacks, your slate, and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is coming in with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now FanDuel's making it even better. This week, FanDuel's bringing the bonus. That's right. Right now, all customers get a 50% prop boost on any NFL bet. However you play your game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account because that's what Sundays should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the app. Get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.